Yeah, pretty much anything in the life sciences.
Right.
So
which encompasses what?
It's huge. So anything in medical science, environmental science, biotechnology, gene therapy, all of that stuff is not things that I have a background in. And I have to admit, coming through with physics, I thought, oh, well, physics is the hard science. You know, it's very difficult. All the other sciences are easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you actually talk to people studying those areas and doing really high-end research, it's quite difficult to follow. So I had a chat with Willa Houston, who's one of the academics here, who's doing some really cool stuff with koalas and chlamydia and things like this.
Mm.
And she was talking me through what one of her research students was doing, and I was completely lost. They were extracting some protein from celery or something, and she explained it about four times, and I had no idea what was going on. Eventually, I did get there, and eventually I did start to understand it, but it's amazing how much information there is out there that you just can't follow.
And it may sound like something so basic, but the way that you communicate it, it's crucial.
Yes.
Because if you can't get someone to listen, or if someone doesn't understand what you're telling them, they don't care.
Yeah, they will switch off. And you see this with the school kids all the time. I've had PhD students that have come and given a talk, and I'll follow what they're talking about because I've sat down with them and discussed it. But if they don't pitch it right to the students, they will just completely and utterly turn off and get bored. And even if it is something really interesting and I'll be sitting there going, but this is amazing, if they can't follow it, they're not going to make the effort to. You need to make it easy for them.
For me, when I'm working, for me in radio, the best thing to do for the listener is to create a picture. So I know it's a medium that you listen to, but the best thing for the listener is to create a picture so that they can imagine it in their heads and they go, oh, okay, this is all the pieces coming together. What do you try to do in your outreach programs to make it interpretable?
The main thing that I often do is analogies. So what I found working with school kids in particular is if you try and make it relevant to them through something, they will understand. And that sometimes means you might have to, from the academic's point of view, oversimplify it. But as long as you keep everything accurate, then I think it's okay. And as long as you allow them to ask more questions, it's okay. But analogies work really well for that. So give them something they will be familiar with. So we've used analogies like kamikaze pilots, for example, which work really well when you're talking about targeting particular cancer cells in the body. One of our presenters uses analogy of baking a cake about how when you put different ingredients in and mix them up and apply heat, you get something very different out. And that's to do with, again, in the life sciences, it was a medical science sort of treatment. So there's these analogies that might at first glance not sort of look like they make sense, but once you actually break them down for the students, by the end of it, they've actually gained quite a good understanding, and because they can relate it to something they can visualise, got that visualisation again, it makes it a lot easier for them to know what's going on.
And it's funny that you say that about the academics in terms of oversimplifying a topic that you might want to untangle. How do academics normally feel about that oversimplifying of something?
I think for some of them it's a struggle because they view, understandably, every aspect of what they do is really, really important. And if you leave one component out, they see it as a big gaping hole. But from the perspective of someone who you're just trying to engage in the science and just spark that initial interest, you can't have everything in there because it's too much and they get overwhelmed. So you've got to simplify. That doesn't mean you say it's wrong. You've got to keep it all accurate. There's nothing more annoying for people than being told something and then being told later, oh, well, that's not actually right. But being told this is a simplification, but essentially how it works, is fine. And I think the academics, you know, their work's really important to them and they're really passionate about it. And a lot of them are amazing and want to talk about it all the time. But to convey to them, that particularly for the high school students that I work with, as opposed to someone with a bit more of a knowledge background in science, you've got to leave things out. You've got to just focus on those key communication points, the main things you want to get across. And all of the secondary stuff is not vital and only can be included if you have the time and if it's not going to overwhelm them.
So do you think most scientists care about that? As in, because they're doing this research and this research is really important to them, and for all we know, it could be massively crucial. Do you think most of them are really focused on communicating that message efficiently?
I think it's a growing trend. I think that there are still I think in the past there were lots of scientists who were so focused on their research they didn't really care as much about communicating it to the general public, because the focus was publish or perish. It was get your papers out, that's what's important. The more papers you get out, the better, because that's how science is done. But I think in the past few years, academics are starting to realise that they have to engage with the general public. They have to work with future scientists, with high school students, with the general public, with everyone, even if they're not working in science, because the public opinion and society's opinion is really important for funding, for giving value to science. And I think that academics are starting to realise that, and some have picked it up a lot faster than others. Some are still very much just focused on the research, but there are a few that are really starting to lead that charge with, no, we have to communicate. We can just be on Twitter if we want, or we can actually be writing blog posts, or people who contribute to the conversation, for example, who have started to realise that, yeah, you've got to talk to people, and you've got to get that out there, and you've got to get it out in a way that people can understand and relate to.
I think also at the same time, at this time now, a lot more people, the lay people, are beginning to give a crap about science.
Yes,
like they do begin
true.
To care about it. So if there are people out there who are speaking to them on their level, not only does that mean more people care, I think there is a greater public forum for scientific discussion.
Yeah.
Also, like you said, there would be the accommodation for it more in the news space. There would be more funding mm-hmm. for it.
For sure. And I think people, you need to get science out there into sort of the general public's mind, and have them just accept that science is a part of daily life. And once people start doing that, then it's a lot easier for people to trust scientists. Because you have a problem with climate change, for example. Despite the fact that 99 out of 100 scientists are going to tell you climate change is happening and it's a man-made problem, there's always that one that doesn't, and people can find that one paper out of 100 that disagrees. And because people don't really necessarily understand the scientific process, they think they give that paper as equal weight to the 99 other papers that have come out. Or when a new paper comes out that says, oh, actually, we've now realised it's more this process than what we said before, people go, oh, the scientists don't know what they're talking about. They don't understand that science is a process of constant refinement. And I think that if we can get people to understand science more, they'll be a lot more accepting of it.